This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden and their running mates are making last-ditch pitches to voters. Trump is holding rallies in Arizona, a key Republican state that he won in 2016. Biden received a briefing on the coronavirus pandemic from several health experts in Wilmington, Delaware. At a news conference, the Democratic presidential nominee said an image of frozen Trump supporters stranded after the president's rally in Omaha, Nebraska, captures Trump's whole approach to the coronavirus crisis.
He makes a lot of big pronouncements, but they don't hold up. He gets his photo op and then he gets out. He leaves everyone else to suffer the consequence of his failure to make a responsible plan.
More than 71 million Americans have already voted ahead of next week's election. That is more than half the number that voted in total in 2016. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Lawmakers of both parties are assessing the company's tremendous power to disseminate speech and ideas and are looking to challenge their long-enjoyed bedrock legal protections for online speech. Stocks plummeted on Wall Street as surging coronavirus cases in the United States and Europe threatened more business shutdowns and the lagging economy. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 3.43%. The S&P dropped by 3.5%. The Nasdaq plummeted by 3.73%. Investors are afraid that even if restrictive lockdowns don't return, the worsening pandemic could scare away customers and sap business profits. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. France and Germany both announced new measures Wednesday to combat rising cases of the coronavirus, with French President Emmanuel Macron announcing a new nationwide lockdown beginning this week. In a speech to the nation, Macron said the new measures, which start Friday and last until December 1st, will mean people will have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or to exercise for 1 hour daily. Restaurants, cafes, and shops not selling essential goods will have to close for at least the next 2 weeks. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced new restrictions to fight a resurgence of infections. Effective November 2nd, private gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of 2 households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will be shut, and concerts will be canceled. The moves come as both nations are battling an increase in the number of coronavirus infections. At least 26 fishermen were missing at sea as one of the strongest typhoons in 2 decades tore into Vietnam's central coastline Wednesday. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
Typhoon Malave packed winds of over 80 miles per hour when it made landfall. It's caused at least 2 deaths, but Vietnam has seen 9 major storms so far this year. The storms have resulted in over 130 killed in just its central region. Some 250,000 soldiers are on standby to respond to Malave. Humanitarian groups anticipate there could be a challenging aftermath. A spell of intense weather throughout October already caused the worst flooding in decades and several deadly mudslides. Vietnam's Red Cross has announced a global emergency appeal for over $4 million in relief funds.
That's Reuters. Edward Barron. Hurricane Zeta is speeding toward a storm-weary Louisiana with top winds of 155 kilometers per hour. New Orleans, where a pump system failure raised flood risks, was squarely in the storm's path. Workers closed one of the last floodgates surrounding the city as residents braced for the 27th named storm of a historically busy Atlantic hurricane season. New Orleans 911 Executive Director Terrell Morris says that residents should get to safety because hurricane winds could endanger first responders.
The phone will still be answered. We still will take the call and get into the system. But if sustained winds get to a certain point where it's unsafe for a fire truck or an ambulance to respond, we will not be able to do so.
Tropical storm warnings have been issued as far away as the North Georgia Mountains, something that's highly unusual for that region. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.